Mark Hamill may have played Luke Skywalker, but he's far more like the Joker than anybody good. He's lost all sense of decency. His latest attack on the President of the United States goes beyond anything we've ever seen before. And despite Disney putting up with Jimmy Kimmel, this one might go so far as to force the House of Mouse to say, "No, Mark, you're not associated with Star Wars anymore." Can we just say that Mark Hamill has gone crazy? Like, let's just... There's the headline, Mark Hamill is bat-cuss crazy. That's the headline. That's all you need to know. No, we'll tell you what's going down with Mark Hamill. As we do so, though, I want to go beyond where others are going to go, because it's clear now that Mark has a true sickness. What I want to suggest to people is, and we'll question this, Lauren, I know you're going to be excited about it. If Luke Skywalker did have a scene in The Mandalorian Grogu, and if Mark Hamill had advised in any way on said scene, is that scene now gone from the movie? Do they have to pull it immediately? We'll talk about it in a second, but here we go out of that Park Place by Marvin Montanaro. Mark Hamill shares photo depicting the President of the United States, the Orange Godzilla, in the grave. Captioned, if only. Mark Hamill is facing major backlash after sharing a post on Blue Sky depicting the President of the United States, President Trump, deceased. The image, which was posted directly to Hamill's verified Blue Sky account, shows a seemingly lifeless President Trump lying in the dirt beneath a gravestone reading Donald J. L. Trumpo, giving the years only to 2024. Good job on the AI, Mark. Way to go. You're a real genius. Across the bottom of the image are the words, "If only." And then read along with me, folks. This is unbelievably pathological for Mark Hamill. And he does not deserve to be associated with Star Wars, with Jedi, with any heroic role whatsoever anymore. I mean, he really is the Joker in real life. IRL, as the kids are saying these days. Mark Hamill says he should live long enough to witness his inevitable devastating loss in the midterms, be held accountable for his unprecedented corruption, impeached, convicted, and humiliated for his countless crimes, long enough to realize he'll be disgraced in the history books forevermore. Hashtag Don the Con. All right, let's talk about it. We'll get more into this later on, but disturbing picture, disturbing hopes. I was not a fan of President Joe Biden, because I don't think he had all of his faculties. So as a president, I didn't think he belonged where he was. There was not a single day, there was not a single moment that I woke up and thought, I wish the man was no longer on planet Earth. There were times when I disagreed with both President Obama and President Bush. There was never a time when I woke up and thought, I wish one of them would stop breathing. That never crossed my mind. And I don't think that's because I'm abnormally kind or because I'm more charitable than others. I don't think normal people wish death upon the leaders of the free world. Lauren, I go to you first on this. If there is a Luke Skywalker scene in The Mandalorian Grogu, we had heard it was filmed. We had heard also that it probably wasn't going to be used. I think it's out now. I think Mark is too much of a he's too much of a grenade going forward. And, you know, he's linked with Luke Skywalker. I don't know what you do, but if you're Josh tomorrow, surely you say, guys, blacklist him. He's out. He's gone. Don't have anything to do with him. This is too much.
I'm not sure how you want me to approach the question.
As a normal, logical human being, let's ignore where Disney has been for the past 10 years, but just.
Right. But I mean, Mark came out, I think it was last year, and said that he was officially retiring from the character of Luke Skywalker. And so I think what that means is that they have been bringing him on for his appearances on The Mandalorian to do initial shots, and then they bring in the actor who's actually going to be the body double, and then they do face replacement and stuff like that. I believe that's mostly been as a courtesy to Mark And to show that he's still associated with the shows, but I don't think they actually need him for that. And if Luke does have a scene within The Mandalorian and Grogu, I'm not at all convinced that it was Mark Hamill actually there to do the shoot anyway. So, do they pull him from the movie if he's in there? No, I don't think so. I think that Mark is likely done with anything related to Star Wars at this point anyway. But I guess time will tell. We'll find out here in, I guess, 16 days, something like that.
Mike, we've got a number of problems at Disney that they need to handle with this. It's not just Mark Hamill, but what has opened the floodgates at the company, I believe, is stuff like Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel was laughing and mocking the idea of Melania being a widow. And then Rudy Giuliani, who was hospitalized in critical care, and Jimmy Kimmel made jokes about him being back from the grave. And when people criticized him for it, he made a whole, skit about mocking his critics. So that has kind of made it, I believe, at Disney, where you can't do anything about this until you deal with people like Jimmy Kimmel and Mark Hamill. Until you deal with them, it's free for all season for everybody underneath who says, "Oh, if they can do it, I can do it." And people are going to say awful, terrible things because people lose their minds on politics these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the culture that Disney cultivated, shortly before, 2020 and everything that went on there. And they've encouraged this kind of behavior. And now that they're seeing the writing on the wall, that they're losing money, all their projects are struggling, they're laying people off left and right, and they're trying to turn the tide and turn the ship around. They have these people employed to these heavy lucrative contracts who are saying all sorts of things and going, "What are you going to do? Fire me? What are you going to do? Get mad at me for this?" This is what they've asked for. And we've known Mark's behavior for a long time. And here's the thing, we have a very prominent example of somebody who they fired because of her politics
Oh,
and
yeah.
not agreeing with it and stuff like that. And yet they won't say anything to Mark about it. But I think that that's changing now. I think that they right now need good PR. I think they need people to trust the Disney brand again, and they need families to want to come back. And this is not the behavior that brings families back. So
And
I, yeah.
there's an association too, Mike. Not everybody realizes Mark Hamill is not Star Wars. He's not really Luke.
Yes.
I mean, and so for him to do this, and I don't know if he got high on his own stuff because he was with President Obama at his museum that's opening soon, and he was taking photos and all that sort of thing. I don't know if that was what caused him to lose his mind, but this could damage The Mandalorian at the box office. You could have conservatives who say, and other decent people who don't follow this and say, "I'm not going to go watch Star Wars. Did you see what Mark Hamill had to say?"
Yeah.
They'll never pay attention to who's in the movie.
Oh, this will 100% affect things. And Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know why I know why they brought him back, but yeah, it's an ongoing problem. But Mark is, in my opinion, to Disney, expendable at this point. Like, you said it perfectly. They don't need him anymore, to sell Star Wars. And in fact, I think it would be better for them. My guess is that they probably will eventually just recast with a new actor that is far easier to control and gives him far better PR in the long run. So, but what a mess, man. I can't believe that. Yeah, I would never wish that on any person, that they would die and celebrate their death. That's what a mess.
Now, right as I'm about to go to culture, he disappears from the camera. Are you ready, culture? I don't want to pull you away.
I'm good. I'm
Okay.
going to step away in a couple minutes because I need to
Okay.
water
Real quick,
some
culture.
plants. But yeah.
What would have happened? Okay, just walk us through what would have happened 2 years ago if someone had made this sort of a post about President Biden, or what would have happened 7, 8 years ago if they made the post about President Obama? How would that have been handled by the Walt Disney Company? How would that have been handled by Hollywood? What would be the reaction from celebrities and studios?
They would have absolutely Barrera'd that person.
Well, no,
you would
that's not going to make sense to everybody. Explain,
oh, I'm
please.
sorry. Okay, no, they would have reacted with a full weight and measure of losing your gig. You would have been removed from any
Forever.
project they were associated with. You would be you might even they might even go to the length of replacing you in any digital product they controlled. They this is something this is how completely programmed certain people at the Disney company are. And I would say that that now unfortunately constitutes the majority of the people working for Disney. When it's a situation where people with, you know, whatever kind of, you know, mental acuity, when it's been compromised as much as a lot of people's brains have been tied up in politics, you oftentimes end up with just the wackiest takes. And so does it surprise me that Hamill did something like this? No, but I think after more and more people actually find their way to jail, you know, after, you know, the veiled threats or things like these statements,
you think the FBI should meet with
because unlike 8647 or any of the other wild statements made by the former FBI director.
By the way, dear YouTube and dear everybody out there watching, Culture is citing the former director of the FBI. Culture is not suggesting.
No, not in any way. Nor would I. I don't believe that political violence is the answer to anything.
But all right. Open question to the panel.
Oh, there you go.
Open question to the panel, though. Hamill is of an age. Now, he's not, you know, I don't look at Hamill and think he's elderly, but he's of an age where I start to wonder, should they take the phone away from him? Should they take the social media away from him? Somebody in his family say, Mark, you're out there, buddy. You've left the rails. You're, you know, Threads blue sky, man. You're creating gray skies for everything you're going to do in the future. Is it time for somebody to step in, a little intervention at home, and say, Mark, we're going to pull back from this?
To what end, though? I mean, ultimately, the man has made his millions. He doesn't need to work. And he's kind of in the situation where you have old man yells at cloud, you know? In fact, he did the yelling in the cloud on Blue Sky. So,
Let's play that out. For Lauren, let's say that I'm one of Hamill's kids, all right? And I just want everybody to understand, you know, when the fires were raging in California and Mark Hamill's home was one of the homes that could have burned down, we said pray for Mark Hamill and for his home.
Absolutely.
It's just the decent thing to do. Lauren, if I'm one of his kids and I'm seeing this happen, and I don't know what his kids' beliefs are, but I know if Mark was a relative of mine, I'd be saying, this is going to cost us, you know, him giving his voice to Disney, you know, and making money on the estate forever. But besides that, it's damaging his legacy. And you really have to be deranged to post a picture of a president who is living as dead. I mean, that you're in deranged territory. Yeah. So maybe the family needs to say, Mark, let's put the phone down, buddy.
I mean, he also has a publicist and an agent who also is probably looking at this and going, this is going to hurt any future job opportunities, any future appearances at places, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I think at some point you say, hey, man, like, what are we doing? Like, you can't keep talking like this. You know, we'll hire somebody to post nice things about Luke Skywalker, or, you know, something. And, you know, but I think ultimately this is a issue indicative of people in Hollywood in general, is I think they're bored. They don't have enough work to go around. So they're just sitting at home posting about things, you know, raging against the sky about things that they don't need to talk about. So I what else does he have going on in his life? You know, that's the sad part.
I'll toss you one more, Mike.
Yeah.
If this was aimed at the other side, if this came from a conservative and it was this kind of a deranged post,
yeah,
every convention they were scheduled for just went away.
Yeah, 100%.
It'll be interesting the next 24, 48 hours to see what the response is to Mark Hamill. I don't think that it's going to be that same kind of response. But if it were from the other side, every gig you could imagine, down to signing autographs at small town USA conventions, would be gone.
Yes. Yep, you wouldn't be able to bag groceries at your local like shopping center if you said something like this as a conservative. Yeah, 100%.
Culture, yeah. I'll give you the final word on this one. Your thoughts on where we are now with Mark Hamill? He's been going down this line for a long time, and it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, I mean, he's kind of, you know, confined himself to the insignificance of Blue Sky. So, I mean, he's limiting himself in that way. We wouldn't even be aware of that if people weren't paying attention to his Blue Sky account specifically. I think he can't do more damage to his reputation, and so therefore, I think the fact that he's going to disappear into history is, it will be fine. You know, he'll do severe damage to his future earnings and to the earnings of his estate, but I really don't think he cares. And that kind of shows a lack of forethought, as you pointed out, when it comes to his kids and their kids.
You know, even more though than the consequences, this is not a man who's living in reality anymore.
No.
This is a man who's living in some sort of, you know, it's a deranged state. And when you get to the point where you're hoping that your opponents will die, there's a part of you that's died on the inside. So I feel badly for Mark Hamill. I really do. I don't think he's in a healthy place. And I hope for his sake that somebody in his orbit will say, Mark, just put down the phone.
Why can't I go around topless anymore?
Because it's not appropriate.
Kevin Apollo isn't appropriate?
Kevin Apollo's like a Greek god. And besides, he does kind of wear shirts. Sometimes.
I mean, that kind of explains it.
I mean, technically, Apollo is a Roman god borrowed from the Greeks, which makes sense, because he's powerful and has great takes.
Look, if you love Athena that much, you can marry him.
Nope, but I do plan to check out Lauren and Apollo on Tuesdays and Fridays at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Wait, Lauren's there? This is another opportunity to see if we can get him to watch the Highlander movies.